We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this very cold Sunday morning. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, home base, right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital, and of course on the YouTube South Point Streaming Network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show. Welcome all of those running around town this morning, listening to us locally on our local radio station here, our anchor station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And then all of you out there on the internet at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global. And your devices, iPhone, Androids, and Google phones with your apps, the KSHP app that you can listen to us, and the YouTube app that you can see and hear us, as well as all of the podcasting sites that we're on. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever. Welcome to the Race Day Show for this cold Sunday here. Now, I can start out by telling you, here in Las Vegas, I left the house, it was 28 degrees. Okay, right now it's 30 degrees right outside the here in the parking lot. It's only going to get up to 54 today here in Las Vegas. This kind of sets the template for the entire country, because if we're that cold here, you know, in the places that it's usually colder, it's going to be colder yet. And so looking at some of the temperatures, you've got New York, they say it's going to top out at 40 degrees today, but it's really cold right now in New York, so much so that they're they're shortening up post times at Aqueduct. I'll get into that in just a moment. Buffalo, 23 degrees. You know, they got that big football game coming today with the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills will be played at Buffalo. 23 degrees, they say, is going to top out there with the possibility of a little bit of snow. And, of course, Chicago, 11 degrees. How about Minneapolis? -1. International Falls, right at the border of Canada and northern part of the contiguous 48, -8. And then we get into places like Phoenix, Arizona, 67. Los Angeles will be 61 today. And I say here in Las Vegas, we're going to top out at 54. And disgustingly so, Miami is 81 degrees today. However, they did have rain that went through there. And so here's the latest on cancellations and changes for today, as far as the racetracks are concerned. Laurel Park has canceled racing for today. There will be no racing at Laurel Park because of the freezing weather. Okay? They're out. Gulfstream Park, off the turf today. There will be no turf racing today at Gulfstream Park. As you probably witnessed yesterday with all the big stakes races at the fairgrounds in New Orleans, the track was sloppy most of the day yesterday in New Orleans. The turf stakes races were taken off the turf yesterday there as well, and that will be again today. There will be no turf racing at fairgrounds. They're still drying out there at fairgrounds. So fairgrounds, no turf. No turf Gulfstream, no turf fairgrounds. Laurel Park has been canceled, and the post times at Aqueduct are being shortened up between races now. They're going to shorten up. As a matter of fact, I believe the last race at Aqueduct is scheduled to go now today at 3:42 p.m. Eastern time. That is 12:40 p.m. Western time here in the West Coast, the Pacific time, because they're expecting, they say, some snow later on today in New York. Now, you know, all of that activity on the East Coast from the mid-eastern down to Florida, it's got nothing but rain. It's starting to work its way off the shore east of the East Shoreline. But there's still a lot of snow going on in places like Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia, Philadelphia, and it's going to get up into New York and New Jersey as well. As a fact, they got some really emergency warnings going on in New Jersey right now. So that's the way it is there. Talking about the west of the Midwest, the Plains area, the Rockies, et cetera, right out to the coast of California. It's clear, clear as a bell all the way through there. And so that's the conditions for the weather, at least today, and the racing conditions at the racetracks in those areas. So just wanted to make it very clear about that. Okay. As far as any of the other news going on, mostly the Kentucky Derby future book. That Kentucky Derby future book wager will end today. Right now, you have Barnes is the individual favorite at 6-1. 6-1 are the odds on Barnes, the individual favorite. And, of course, the all other three-year-olds, and that's number 40. All other three-year-olds are at 5-1. So there's been some interesting odds yet to come in the future book there. That future book parimutuel pool will close today. Okay. All righty. Well, let's take a look at what happened yesterday. A lot of action that happened yesterday. We'll start out at the fairgrounds where it was just the track was sloppy, just really sloppy all day. They were off the turf. But as far as the stakes races were concerned, the Duncan Kenner, which was scheduled at 5.5 furlongs on the turf, transferred to the sloppy main track. The winner there was Kavad. Frankie Dettori aboard Kavad to win for Joe Sharp, paying $9.80, outrunning Over and Ollie. And finishing third was Demolition Duke. Further down the line in the eighth race, it was the Marie G. Krantz. That was scheduled for the turf, transferred to the main track. And when these turf races transferred to the main track, there were a lot of scratches in these turf races. The surviving winner of this on the main track was Stir Crazy. Mike Maker trainee Joel Rosario aboard paying $6 even, outrunning Cupid Crush and strikingly Spun, who finished third. In the Silver Bullet Day, this was for three-year-old fillies, yielding 20 Kentucky Oaks leaderboard points in this one. The winner in this race went wire to wire, simply joking, went right out for the lead, and they just couldn't catch her. Jamie Tour is aboard for D. Whitworth Beckman, paying $5.40 as the speed favorite there. Bless the Broken was second. Drexel Hill was third. In the Colonel Bradley, transferred from the turf to the main track, and a whole bunch of scratches in this one as well. The winner there was Gigante. Jose Ortiz for Steve Asmussen, paying $3.80 as the surviving favorite in that one. Finishing second was I'd Rather Be Blessed, and third in the race was Money Supply. Then we went to the Louisiana Stakes. This was on the main, stayed on the main, obviously, on the sloppy main track, and the winner there was Hit Show. Florent Guru aboard for Brad Cox, paying $4.60, outrunning Cumbrambrino Amadi, and the third horse was Skinner. Hit Show, big winner in the Louisiana Stakes. And then the final race of the day, the 12th race on the day, was the big feature, the LeCompte, part of the Louisiana Derby series, and yielding 20 points for the Kentucky Derby, for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. The winner there was Disco Time. Disco Time came from out of the clouds, wide on the track, down the middle of the track, and mowed them all down in the slop. Disco Time, Florent Guru for Brad Cox. So Guru and Cox went back-to-back stakes races, and the big one, LeCompte, there. That horse paid $5.80 to win. Outrunning Bilt, who broke from an outside post and was part of the early pace. Bilt finished second, and Innovator was third. Innovator was the early pace setter in the race. He finished third in that race. Disco Time now stretches his unbeaten streak, three wins out of three starts. And Brad Cox has another horse looking for the Kentucky Derby. Disco Time wins the LeCompte at the fairgrounds. All right, going over to Aqueduct yesterday. Aqueduct yesterday, Sahan Savechi is winning races in the bunches there from Canada. Sahan Savechi won the first race for David Duggan, paying $15 even, and then came back in the featured Busanda, the Busanda Stakes, held 20 leaderboard points for the Kentucky Oaks. In that Busanda, the winner there was Running Away, which did just that, wire to wire. Running Away did for Sahan Savechi. Second win on the day for Savechi, for Wesley Ward. That horse paid $5.10 to win, outrunning My Sharona and Sharp Smile. In the race, Ruth got a bad, stumbled badly at the start and was eliminated at the start in that one. Linda Rice and Jose Lascano got together again for another win in the third race, paying $4.50. Lascano came back for Gustavo Rodriguez in the sixth with a winner there for his second win, paying $8.60. And the pick six yesterday at Aqueduct paid $22,293.50 with that carryover that went in to yesterday. So Savachi and Lascano had a couple of wins each yesterday at Aqueduct. Santa Anita. Santa Anita had those Cal Cup races, as you know. And at Santa Anita, the first of the Cal Cup races was the Cal Cup Sprint, where Big City Lights just overpowered the field and won easily as the prohibitive favorite. Big City Lights, Kazuchi Kimura was supposed to ride this horse, but Kimura's been nursing a sore leg from a mishap that happened in the starting gate 2 days ago. So Kimura did not ride. Flavian Pratt picked up the mount for trainer Richard Mandela and reported home easily. Big City Lights paid $2.20 to win. Clovis Connection was second, and Smiling Beast was third in that one. Then we moved further down. By the way, Antonio Freisu had a big day. Antonio Freisu was aboard the favorite, and not the favorite, but the winner of the Sunshine Millions Filly Mare Turf Sprint, which was the seventh race on the card. Shocking Gray, Antonio Freisu aboard to give Freisu and Jeff Mullins their second win of the day. Mullins won earlier with Hernandez in the third race at 3:40. Freisu had his first win in the fifth race for Richard Baltus at 5:40, but Freisu and Mullins gets together to win the Sunshine Millions Filly Mare Sprint, with Shocking Gray paying $19 even, and it was no shock that Jonathan Hardoon gave us that horse on the show yesterday. Shocking Gray, Jonathan Hardoon's pick on the show at Santa Anita. That horse, $19 to win, outrunning the favorite Stay and Scam and Moment's Pleasure. Later on, the Unusual Heat Turf Classic was the ninth race on the card. Old Pal wins that. Antonio Frasu's third win of the day. Mark Glatt, the trainer, 560 the price. Colinga Road was second, and On the Whim was third. And in the Cal Cup Derby, oh my, oh my. Well, the horse that was first under the wire was Shea Brennan. Antonio Frasu aboard on that one as well. That was Jerry J, the Power Page pick on the show. Finishing second was Whiskey, Gin, and Brandy at 20-1, finishing second with Tiago Piera aboard. And finishing third in the race was Style Cat. After they hit the wire, the inquiry sign went up. Then the objection sign went up. And after all the dust was settled, Shea Brennan was disqualified from first and placed second. Whiskey, Gin, and Brandy at 20-1 was placed third. Tiago Piera for Steve Knapp. Price there, $42.20. Finishing third against Style Cat. So the reversed order of finish in the race was the reverse play for Jerry Jackowitz. Jerry gave us Shea Brennan with four link-up horses. One of the link-up horses was Whiskey, Gin, and Brandy. That was placed first. His key horse was placed second. The other, the link-ups finished second and third. So if you did the reverse like he always suggests you do, then not only did you get the $42.20 win mutual, but you collected the $1 exacta at $104.30, the $1 trifecta at $1,110, and the 10-cent superfecta that paid $193.80. Remember when he says, always reverse because you could be a little bit wrong and still cash. And to be perfectly honest with you, if you did that, you were hoping for the disqualification that happened. Whiskey, Gin, and Brandy placed first, winning the Cal Cup Derby. And then the final race on the card was the Cal Cup Oaks on the turf for three-year-old fillies. Taking out of the card was the winner there, Hector Barrios aboard on the turf. $5.80 for the win. Simon Callahan's second win of the day. Callahan won earlier in the eighth race with a $20 horse. But his winner in the 11th race, the Cal Cup Oaks, was take another card. Again, finishing second in the race was Myself Fancy, and third was Tequila and Therapy. Pick six yesterday at Santa Anita. Nobody hit six. Guess what? Nobody had five either. Four out of five paid $437.20, and you got a carryover in the pick six today at Santa Anita. Gulfstream Park. Got to tell you, they really hit it out of the park in the early pick five at Gulfstream Park. The winners, $26 even, $5.60, $10.40, $30.80, $10 even. Pick five paid $22,491.20. Mike Trombetta and Ired Ortiz Jr. teamed up for that first race winner that paid $26. Safi Joseph Jr. and Tyler Gaffleone teamed up to win the second and third back-to-back together for the 560 and 1040 winner, and that was how that early pick five went. In the Sunshine Turf, at a mile and 16th on the turf, the winner there was Ninja Star. Ired Ortiz Jr.'s second win of the day for Kevin Rice, paying $14.20, outrunning Treasure King and Animanestic, who finished third in the race. And then Junior Alvarado got his first of two winners in the seventh race with the favorite at $3 even for Dale Romans. Then we went to the Sunshine Sprint at six furlongs. Winner there, Damon's Mound. Junior Alvarado's second win, this one for Bill Mott, paying $6.40, outrunning Comedy Town and Classified in the Sunshine Sprint yesterday. Safi Joseph Jr. and Tyler Gaffleone got together and won their third race together on the card at Gulfstream in the 10th race with a $5 winner. And Gaffleone rounded out four wins on the day by winning for Brendan Walsh in the last race, paying $9 even. What a day for Gaffleone and Safi Joseph Jr. at Gulfstream Park yesterday. Oaklawn Park, early pick five, paid $5,708.30 with winners that paid $13 even, $16.85, $28, and $28.80. Winner of the Renaissance, the rescheduled Renaissance Stakes, was Kale's Angel. Ramon Vasquez aboard for trainer Peter Miller, paying a filthy $2.60 as the big favorite. Perfect Magic was second, and Picantini was third in that race. Steve Asmussen had a couple of wins yesterday at Oaklawn, and his sons were the riders. Eric Asmussen won the seventh race for him, paying $29.40, and Keith Asmussen won the tenth race for him, paying $8 even. It was all in the family with the Asmussens yesterday at Oaklawn. Laurel Park yesterday, the Geisha was won by Call Another Play, Michelle Sanchez, 32.60 for Mike Trombetta. The Jennings Stakes won by Quint Sprue. Sanchez again for Ed Allard there, paying $20.60. The What a Summer Stakes was won by Mrs. Bucchero with Xavier Perez, paying $6.40 for Dion Morici. And in the Fireplug, the winner there was Prince of Jericho. Sheldon Russell winning that race for his wife, Brittany Russell, paying $4.40 there. And at Turfway Park yesterday, oh my, oh my, oh my. All I can tell you this is there were some crazy payoffs yesterday around the country, but none higher than the one at Turfway Park. The featured race, the Leonotis, was won by Baby Max. Abel Cedillo aboard there for Kelsey Danner, paying $13.08, outrunning Chunk of Gold and Sean. That was the first in the five-race series in the late pick five at Turfway Park yesterday. The other winners paid $34.54, $13.14, $13.50. The final race winner paid $93.58. And yes, it was hit. The 50-cent pick five at Turfway Park paid $199,020.63 to three lucky tickets. The pick four paid $141,113 at Turfway Park yesterday. Wow, what payoffs there, huh? Well, that's what happened yesterday. Now we got to take a look at what happened today. Our handicappers did well yesterday. Jonathan Arden was the star at with that $19 winner. And Jerry Jakowicz was also a star with his reverse play and all those link-ups that got you a sweep in the exotics there as well. And today, of course, we're looking for more winners out of our handicappers. We have Jonathan Hardoon back with us. Of course, Rich Eng, who gave us a winner yesterday in the NFL with the Kansas City Chiefs that did cover their spread. He's got another NFL pick for us and a pick at the races as well. And then, of course, John Lindo and Jerry J are also with us. And your racing menu yet to come. Get on the chat box, okay? Go to YouTube, go to the South Point Studios, hit Race Day, get on the Race Day page, and then subscribe, and then you're ready to chat away on the chat box. Subscription is free if you haven't already done it. So chat away, and we will be back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Las Vegas for this Sunday. Want to remind you that tomorrow is a big day, of course. It's the inauguration day for our new president. We have the college football championship game tomorrow night. And, of course, it is Martin Luther King holiday, which means there is holiday racing out there. But in a very brief way, tomorrow for the Monday card, for the Martin Luther King card, there were five tracks that were scheduled to run, but two of them have been canceled. Mahoning Valley will not go. and Oaklawn Park that was scheduled to have a holiday card tomorrow has moved that holiday Monday card to Thursday of next week. So there's only going to be three tracks that are running tomorrow, the fairgrounds and Parks Racing and Santa Anita. We will not have a show tomorrow, and we will be back at our regular time on Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. But there are three tracks running tomorrow and Martin Luther King holiday. One of them is Santa Anita. All right, let's get started with the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, racetracks around the country. Want to remind you, first post times are Pacific on this menu because we're in the Pacific time zone right here at the South Point. These will be the first post times that roll out in the Racebook right behind us on the main floor here at the South Point. So if you're in another time zone, and there are plenty of them out there, people listening on all different time zones, just adjust the Pacific time zone to whatever one you're in, and then you won't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We begin by reminding you again that Laurel Park has canceled racing today. Laurel Park is canceled. Gulfstream Park has 10 races today. They're off the turf at Gulfstream, which means the first race, the seventh race, and the 10th and final race are coming off the turf at Gulfstream. First post time at Gulfstream Park is set at 9:20. And we do have a Pick 6 Rainbow Jackpot carryover there. It's a big one, too. $235,742. $235,742 in the Rainbow Pick 6 Jackpot carryover at Gulfstream. With the first post time there at Gulfstream Park set at 9:20. 9:20, first post at Gulfstream today. Tampa Bay Downs is next. Tampa Bay Downs has a Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $13,923. Their first post time at Tampa Bay for nine races, 9:25. And following that, following Tampa Bay's 9:25 post is Aqueduct, the Big A in New York. You already know that the temperature is going to be cold at Aqueduct today. It's going to be very, very cold there. And they're going to shorten up post times. Again, partly sunny. They say it's going to be 40 degrees at post time, but here's the deal. You've got the post times that are going to be shortened up because they're expecting snow there today. So the post time for the second race has been changed from 1:10 to 1:06. They're going to shave off the post times throughout the day. You get to the eighth and final race, post time was set at 4:08. And now, of course, these are Eastern times. It's now going to go at 3:42. So you can see that they're shortening post times at Aqueduct today. The track is fast. And first post time at Aqueduct for their eight races today is set at 9:40. 9:40 for the first post at Aqueduct today. Oaklawn Park has 10 races. The feature is the Pippin Stakes at a mile and 16th for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. Nine go to the post before scratches. And the favorite in the race at 8-5 is Corningstone with Julien Le Perroux. 10 races today at Oaklawn. First post time is at 10:30. Fairgrounds. The Fairgrounds racing today, and of course the track will be sloppy. They're off the turf again at Fairgrounds, so take the third race, the fifth race, and the seventh race off the turf. First post time at the Fairgrounds today is set at 10:45. 10:45 at Fairgrounds today. Sunland Park has nine quarter horse races. Their first post time is 11:25. They got a small super high five carryover there of $1,539. A smaller pick five carryover of just $125. First post time at Sunland is set at 11:25 for their quarter horse program. Santa Anita, first post time today at Santa Anita, 11:30. Again, 11:30. 11 races today, a couple of stakes races. The first one will be the La Cañada. That's the eighth race on the card. A mile and 16th, fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. A field of six before scratches. Favoritism will be between a Cavalier at 8-5 on the morning line, and Alpha Bella at 9-5 on the morning line, and Musical Mischief at 2-1 on the morning line. So favoritism is going to be a competitive race there at the La Cañada. And then the Las Cienegas will be the ninth race on the card, 6.5 furlongs on the turf for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up, a field of nine before scratches. And in this race, the 8-5 favorite is Tupi, Flavien Prat aboard. 2-1 second choice there is Just Nails with Edwin Maldonado, so that'll be a good competitive race as well. 11 races today at Santa Anita, and they have a pick six carryover. Pick six carryover today at Santa Anita, $52,051. $52,051 at Santa Anita today, and their pick six is the regular pick six carryover. And again, first post time for the 11 races, 11:30 this morning. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Alamitos, 9 races, 1 thoroughbred, 5 quarter horse thoroughbred races together. The mixed breeds there at 1,000 yards. And then you got 3 quarter horse races as well. That at Los Alamitos. And on Sundays, as you know, at Los Al, if they do not have a carryover in the pick 6, they seed the pick 6 pot at 10 grand. So there's already 10,000 sitting in the regular pick 6 pool today at Los Alamitos. Their first post time is at 5:10. And that is the racing menu for this Sunday. Now we'll go out to Mr. Jonathan Hardoon. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. Let me ask you this. Look, when you can get down to 28 degrees, it's cold here because we're not used to that kind of weather. But I know it's really cold where you're at, too, right?
Yeah, and they're expecting snow later in the day, so hopefully they'll make it through the card without any snow coming. And, if it snows on Monday and Tuesday, that's fine.
Yeah, okay, that's fine for people who don't work on Monday and Tuesday. There's a lot of people going back to work on Monday. They're not going to like that. But in any case, if it is what it is, we're getting an Arctic blast going through most of the country. As Mac, I was just talking about broadcasting the temperatures at the top of the show, but it's going to get colder on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday across the nation, and it's going to get colder here as well. And when you're looking at a high here in Las Vegas of 54 degrees, we will be flirting with highs of low 40s and around 50 for the next couple of days. I know, you're giggling, you're laughing there, but.
Never. What am I going to tell you, Ralph? When we have 20s and teens and 12 degrees and Wednesday it's going to be -3 here, so I don't feel bad that you're going to be in the 50s.
Okay, let me ask you this, Jonathan. Out of all the races, the big races that were held yesterday, anything besides your nice $19 winner there yesterday, besides that, anything else that piqued your interest? Said, wow, this was really a nice race?
Well, to be honest with you, I wouldn't put too much into the fairgrounds races because as the day went on, the track became deeper and heavier and closers certainly had a big advantage. So it was a tiring track. And listen, take nothing away from Brad Cox horse. Obviously, he ran super. But again, I think, it was a tiring track and the horses that were fit got the job done and nothing outstanding, but it is what it is.
Well, your man, Brad Cox had that nice winner in the LeCompte, and this horse came from out of the clouds. I mean, did you see, he was like, I don't know, maybe 8 wide at the top of the stretch and just stayed out there. I guess maybe that was a good portion of the track.
That's the place you wanted to be yesterday. And, give Florent Giroux a lot of credit. They won the last 2 races there with Hit Show and then with Nice Time in the big race. And again, they rode the track and they took advantage of it and they were smart.
And, of course, in New York, running away did just that, went right to wire to wire in the Busanda. I don't know how that translates to the Kentucky Oaks, but that was a nice, solid win there.
It was. But yesterday in New York, it was ridiculous. Whoever made the lead won, Ralph. It was a complete conveyor belt. There was a strong speed bias. So, you got to keep records of all this stuff. And when horses come back that didn't run well, that had no speed, well, they certainly had an excuse yesterday.
So when you see January 18th at Aqueduct on the past performances when these horses come back, be forewarned that it was a conveyor belt speed-favoring track that day and adjust your handicapping as such, right?
Exactly.
All right.
You get an opportunity to make money on days when these horses come back because a lot of times people just look at what they did last time out and they see an impressive win wire to wire. But they have to understand that it was certainly bias-aided.
Antonio Freisu had a big day at Santa Anita. Unfortunately, he got disqualified in the Cal Cup Derby. Did you see that race? Did you see the incident? And what was your assessment of it?
It was certainly the right call, Ralph. He carried the horse out going into the turning for home. And then even in the stretch, he lugged in again. It was the right call. And congratulations to Jerry J. That was a great exacta he gave out. So hopefully the listeners made some money.
Well, and the thing about it is on the turn when the horse that got disqualified came out into he kind of knocked him sideways a little, trying to push his way out.
Knocked it.
Yeah. Yeah, that.
He bullied his way through, and that's what happened. It was the right call. You know, a lot of times they blow it, but when they do it, when they give the right call, you got to give them credit.
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, my personal wagering yesterday, I had the reverse in a very small, just to kind of like break even or make money. But that disqualification cost me buku bucks. But that was okay. It was the right call. I understand. And that's why you got to do that insurance reverse play when he gives you stuff out like that as well. Nice $19 winner for you, though, in Shocking Gray that won the Sunshine Million Sprint for the Phillies and Mares. Got a great ride by Antonio Frasu.
He really did. And by the way, you know, thank God, finally some prices at Santa Anita. Yeah. They started the day off with a $25 horse. I've never seen a $25 horse win the first leg of a pick five, and it paid $43. $43 with a $25 horse winning the first leg. They actually had a pick three that paid $2.20 for a dollar.
Second,
third, and fourth pick three.
$2.25.
That's embarrassing. It really is. You pick three winners, you have to get more than $2.20, Ralph.
Yes, it was a $25 winner in the first race, but then the odds on choices won the third, fourth, fifth, and a $5 and 8-5 shot won the fifth race that rounded out the pick five. But even at that, $43.60 with a $25 winner in the first race. And yeah, that pick four, I can't wait to ask John Lindo if he made any money in the early pick four at Santa Anita. Okay, enough of the jocularity. But I'm glad to see there were some nice priced winners at the end of the day, even though in the last race they paid $580. But nevertheless, it was a good day of racing. Let's hope we can get another good day because it's a nice card today at Santa Anita.
It is. And tomorrow's card is good as well. Good also, I should say. I already handicapped it. So
oh, good.
Next day should be okay at Santa Anita.
So we want to remind everybody out there, you will have a Santa Anita sheet for tomorrow for the special card, right?
Absolutely.
All right, let's get some winners.
Okay, Ralph, let's look at the sixth race today at Aqueduct. It's a mile and a quarter on the main track, and I like the number eight horse in here, Valens Day. This is a five-year-old who was reclaimed last time out by trainer Linda Rice. I like when trainers go back in and reclaim horses, especially with a barn that has like 100 horses. To go back and get a cheap horse, it means something to me. 4-1 on the morning line, Eric Conceal aboard to ride number eight. Valens Day wins today's sixth race out at Aqueduct.
All right, the eight-horse Valens Day, Eric Cancel aboard. And when you get Linda Rice claiming a horse, you better raise your eyebrows because she does very well, and that is a great angle. In the sixth race, the eight-horse at Aqueduct today. Remember, they're shaving off some of the post time, so don't get locked out. All right, where are we going next?
Let's go to Gulfstream, look at race number nine. And like you said, they're off the turf. They had, I guess, more rain last night. Ninth race today, 5.5 furlongs on Tapita. And I like the number eight horse in here, Bella Future. This is a 7-year-old gelding who was claimed out of his last race by trainer Bobby DeBona. He's doing terrific off the claim. Lionel Reyes aboard to ride, 6-1 on the morning line. I like number eight, Bella Future, to win today's ninth race at a Gulfstream Park.
Ah, what a bella call that is, huh? In the ninth race, the eight, Bella Future, the eight in the ninth race at Gulfstream Park. And we'll wrap it up in Southern California.
Yeah, we're going to look at the seventh race today. And I like a price horse in here, Ralph. It's 6 furlongs sprinting on the turf. Number seven, Binging, a 3-year-old colt from the Antonio Garcia barn. Last seen as a 2-year-old when he ran a big figure on the grass. He returns as a 3-year-old now, gets Lasix today for the first time. Mario Gutierrez aboard to ride, 8-1 on the morning line. Number seven, Binging, upsets and wins today's seventh race out at Santa Anita.
Can then we say it's a butter binging?
In your honor, Ralph, butter binging.
That's right. In the seventh race, number seven, Binging, Mario Gutierrez aboard. By the way, I did see, and I can't remember whether it was on X or somebody texted me or something, but I did see a news item that Gutierrez lived in one of those areas with the fires.
Yeah, his house burned down. It's terrible. He lost his house in the fires. It's very sad.
He lost his house in the fires there in Southern California. So let's give him a break here with this horse and get some winner. Bada bing. In the seventh race, number seven. Easy to remember. 7-7 in the seventh race at Santa Anita. Okay. Full sheets today for Santa Anita, Gulfstream, and Aqueduct. And any others?
Oaklawn.
Okay, Oaklawn. So you got four tracks today. And we want to remind everybody again, you will have a sheet for tomorrow's Santa Anita special holiday card. All right, Jonathan.
James. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right, Ralph. I'll see you on Wednesday.
No,
thank you.
Tell me your website.
JONHARDOON.com. Yeah. Everybody knows the drill by now.
They should. Okay. But in any case, there might be one a new person we got out there after your $19 winner. They're wanting your stuff. In any case, we will talk to you on Wednesday, and we'll ask you what happened on Monday at Santa Anita as well.
Sounds like a plan.
Maybe a soapbox, too. Who knows?
Probably.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. All right. We are coming right back with Rich Eng. Don't go away. Give us a winner yesterday in the NFL. Two more games today. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
My name is Carmine Givinazzo. People might know me from CSI New York. And I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children. Why is it personally important to me? I mean, my sister is NYPD. My dad was NYPD. Coming from Long Island, Staten Island, it's like a lot of, you know, cops and firefighters. So, you know, it's what I grew up around and the kind of people I know. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Never forget.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, and we're going to go out to Rich Eng right now. I want to, of course, discuss a particular game that happened yesterday that meant a lot for the people who play this as gamblers, and we'll bring in Rich Eng. Good morning, Richie.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All right, now the Kansas City game with the Houston Texans. The game opened up where Kansas City was favored by 8. But the public drove up this price to 9, and sometimes it closed at 9.5. Kansas City won by 9, and they did a crazy scoring thing at the end of the game that blew the cover for everybody. You can explain.
Yeah, at the end of the game, Andy Reid decided, despite being up by 11. Which is what they call two scores, yeah. Had his punter run around in the end zone and kill clock and run out of the back of the end zone. The safety knocked the margin down from 11 down to 9. It caused a lot of people to either lose their Chiefs bet or push. But as you said, Ralph, the line opened at 8. So for most of the week up until, you know, Sunday, mm-hmm. or up until Saturday, I mean, it was 8. Then it got bet 8.5, 9, 9.5. There were even some 10s out there, Ralph. So it did affect the point spread and who won or lost the game. But unusual strategy by Reed, because, you know, we've seen it before where they take the safety, but not when it's a two-score game, because even if the son of a gun runs the punt back for a touchdown, you still win.
Yeah, and even if they would have, let's say if they wanted to kick a field goal, even if they blocked the field goal, it wasn't going to make any difference, you know, in the end of the game. But I was teetering because I got 8.5. I laid 8.5, so I was okay. But I was thinking about all those folks and the heartburn of losing a race, losing a game that way, that's for sure. The second game was outstanding. The Commanders and Detroit, what a big upset that was, huh?
Yeah, Washington was basically in control of the whole football game. If you take a look at the turnovers, Detroit had 5 turnovers, fumbles and interceptions. Washington had 0, and the points off turnovers obviously was all in favor of Washington. Jaden Daniels, I tell you, Ralph, he looked like Joe Burrow out there, and much less a rookie quarterback. He played phenomenal, and they went for it on 4th down. They made almost all of them, and so they kept possession of the football, made touchdown after touchdown, didn't accept field goals. Mm-hmm. And the Detroit defense, you know, they had suffered so many injuries, and during the month of December, they were getting torched. 30, 35, 40 points a game. Then they had the one good defensive game against Minnesota in week 18. And so people thought, well, I guess they figured it out. Well, after yesterday, no, they did not figure it out. Too many key players were injured.
Yeah, that hurt them as well. Well, today the Rams go to the Eagles and the Ravens will meet the Bills. And that second game is going to be expected to be a real barn burner. Do you have a selection today? After all, you gave us Kansas City, and you gave us Kansas City with the price of minus
the eight,
right? So you got a winner there. Go ahead.
The first game is at noon Pacific time, Ralph. It's the Rams against the Eagles, and the second game starts at 3:30 Pacific time, Baltimore at Buffalo. I'm going to give out the first game, the Philadelphia Eagles minus 6. I think their running attack is really going to dominate the football game. The Rams played very well last week to knock out Minnesota. Mm-hmm. But one thing I was studying about the fact that Matthew Stafford, despite playing 15 years in the National Football League, has never played a playoff game in cold weather. Mm-hmm. He's always either been in the dome or in balmy weather. Yeah. This will be a real test for him. And that Eagles running attack, I think, is the dominant side of the football game. Philadelphia minus 6.
Yeah, and, you know, after what Washington did to Minnesota, that win for the Rams against Minnesota was a little tempered down, too. So you like the Eagles minus 6 today in the second game. We'll take a pick from you on the racing side, and we'll let you go.
Yeah, let's go to race number 11, last race on an 11-race card at San Anita Mile on the Grass. The heavy favorite is the number 4, Fairly Fond of You, a first-time starter from Mark Ladd, favorably on Pratt. But I tell you what, if you like horses with some experience, which does matter in some of these maiden races, I'm going to go with the number 8, Uncle Evco. This horse, I know, got beat a 2-5 last time out, almost no excuse, but puts blinkers on for Michael McCarthy. Bristwell rides, I think, with the experience, should be able to break through. Late 8, Uncle Evco in the 11th.
All right, 11th final race. We go out a winner in the 11th with number 8, Uncle Evco, the 8 in the 11th. Don't forget, Richie's got a full sheet of handicapping for all the races today at San Anita right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Richie, let's keep the mojo going as far as football is concerned. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. And, we're running late on time, so I'm going to blow off the last commercial, but real quick, about 30 seconds, what about the college football championship tomorrow night?
Well, you know, I'm going to run the Notre Dame train right to the end of the station, Ralph. I got them in the future book at 10-1.
Right.
I know they're a huge underdog. I got to root for Notre Dame to pull off the big upset.
Yeah, and I don't know if they'll win it or not, but I don't think they ought to be that much of an underdog. All right, thanks a lot, Richie. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, now we're going to go right to Southern California where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. A great day of racing yesterday at Santa India. A little bit of everything, huh?
Well, we went to chalky to eventful, right?
But, yeah.
It was a fun day.
And anything that comes to mind for you of what happened yesterday?
Well, they got the disqualification right. Shea Brennan was just loaded and running over horses on the turn, and I can't fault the jockey. He had to try and find a place or else he's going to go down. He tried to make some room, but you know, they got the call right, which cost me some money, but no complaints. They did the right thing.
Yeah, it cost me more of winning. I did get the reverse, though, with Jerry as his suggestion did, so I made out okay. But, I mean, that disqualification did. But you're right. I believe that they made the right call, and that's all that we really can ask for, just fairness in the calls, both from the refs on the field for football and the stewards in the stands at the racetracks. Well, we got racing today at Santa Anita. Want to remind everybody, tomorrow there is racing at Santa Anita on a special Martin Luther King holiday. And John Lendo's Lendo Report for Monday's card at Santa Anita will be here in the racebook at the South Point as it is today. Here at the South Point, the Lendo Report, only place you can get it in the gaming capital of the world, here at the South Point, and they're free of charge, complimentary of South Point because they love horse players here. So remember that. You also have a coast-to-coast pick five suggestion on the sheet today. But, John, where are we going with the pick?
Let's go back to the opener at Santa Anita, Ralph. In the first race today, number three, Pam and Tina ran like she needed her debut, galloped out pretty good that day, gets more distance. The rider switched to Umberto Rispoli and has worked really well out of that first race. I think she's going to jump forward today. Anything close to 10-1 is a real value here. So, number three, Pam and Tina, race number one, Santa Anita.
I want to remind everybody, too, that the first race today at Santa Anita is 11:30 this morning because they have 11 races, 11:30. Post time for tomorrow real quick, John?
Tomorrow's 12 noon with a 10-race card.
Okay. So in the opener today at Santa Anita, John Lendo's pick off the Lendo Report is number three, Pam and Tina. The three and the first could be a singleton for us in the early pick five. Again, the three in the first race, remember, he's got selections for all of the races and, of course, a suggested late pick four and a coast-to-coast pick five, all of that on the Lendo Report sheet. It's available right now here at the South Point free of charge, as well as tomorrow's Lendo Report for Santa Anita. And, John, we will we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right. We are having some trouble connecting with Jerry Jackowitz, but I got his place for you. So here we go. You ready? We'll go to Aqueduct. At Aqueduct, Jerry in the third race, last race, the eighth race on the card. The eighth race on the card, his feature play is number one, Shaking the Bell. Number one, Shaking the Bell at 8-1 is Jerry J's play in the last race, the eighth race on the card. And he'll take, we'll take the link ups in that race to numbers 3, 5, and 6. So you got the 1/3, 5, 6 in the last race at Aqueduct today. Eighth race, the 1/3, 5, 6. And then we'll go to Santa Anita. At Santa Anita, Jerry's feature play comes in the sixth race. In the sixth race at Santa Anita, Jerry's play is number 2, Affair. Number 2, Affair is his play. This race has got Kazuchi Camaro scheduled to ride. We don't know if he'll be riding that horse or not. But Camara is scheduled to ride that horse. In any case, we're taking the horse, and that is in the sixth race, the 2, Affair. And in the link-ups will be numbers 3, 5, and 6. 3, 5, and 6 are the link-ups in the sixth race at Santa Anita. Again, 2/3, 5, 6. Jerry J's feature plays there. We do apologize in the fact that sometimes technically I'm sure that Jerry's having some problems there with technically, but we got it. We got it for you. Don't forget Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Santa Anita and all of Aqueduct available right now today at jerryjspowerpage.com. And like John and like Jonathan and like Richie, Jerry will have a sheet tomorrow for Santa Anita's special Martin Luther King holiday as well. So the handicappers will be doing Santa Anita as always, but we will not have a show tomorrow. We're going to take our usual Monday off, and we'll be back with you on Wednesday morning, if the crick don't rise and all is well. We'll be there on Wednesday morning. In the meantime, it's going to be a fun Sunday and, of course, a big day tomorrow, presidential inauguration. You've got the big championship football game in the evening. You got racing from Santa Anita on Monday. It's going to be a special Monday, that's for sure, and we wish all of you a very happy holiday as well. And as I say before, we'll be back on Wednesday with our shows. Apologies to Jerry Jackowitz for not hooking up with us today. But you got the picks. Anyhow, on behalf of Jerry, when he's usually the person who says the last thing, I guess I'll be the person that says the last thing. So until Wednesday, you have a great race day, everybody.